Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth video game podcast. I'm Adam Paulus. We don't sell lots of games at Entertainment Earth, but I do like to talk about them. One of the big things in the news this week, if you're old, and I am, there is a new Super Famicom fighter, which means there's a new Super Nintendo fighter coming out, and the last official game was in 1999. It's called Unholy Night, The Darkness Hunter. Unholy Night, The Darkness Hunter. Yeah. So it's made by SNK employees. It's a fighting game, and it'll be released in a cartridge in the spring. It's a real game. It looks pretty good so far. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with how to modify a Super NES to play Super Famicom games, but it's real easy. You just have to clip a couple of tabs out from in the cartridge slot, and you're done. I mean, basically, if you have a good knife or quality scissors or whatever, you can do this. Also, the NES Classic Edition, the Mini Edition, has been hacked doubly so. Before, we found out you could install more games on it. Now they found out you can install a lot more games on it. Somebody figured out how to make hundreds of games work on it. And also a key shortcut to reset the system without actually having to get off the couch, which is kind of nice. So give that a look if you're interested in such things. I believe it's called Hack-Chi or something. It does void your warranty. We do not condone such things. I haven't hacked mine yet. But it's interesting to hear about nonetheless in this age of consumer electronics. New downloads this week. The PlayStation 4 added a lot of games. Like, too many. Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue. Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Earthlock Festival of Magic, Yakuza 0, The Turing Test, and a bunch of others. We'll just say that. There's a lot of games this week. Also, the Neo Geo World Heroes arcade game has been added to their arcade archives, easy for you to say. Xbox One had Towerfall Ascension and Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. The 3DS from Nintendo added a Word Search 10K and Candy and Please, or Candy Please, or something. And the Wii U added Flying Warriors, Kung Fu Heroes, and Little Ninja Brothers, all Culture Brain NES games. And those were pretty fun. I rented some of those back in the day. So check them out. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping. Spend $79 on in-stock stuff right now, and shipping is free. We've also got some great Valentine's Day opportunities. Jim Shore, Pink Batman, Minnie Mouse, Harley Quinn, and Buzz Lightyear. New arrivals in video game toys. The Q-Bert Pop Vinyl figure is in stock, or was, as is the Metroid Other M, Samus Aran, or Aran, or whatever the correct pronunciation is. I don't even know anymore, and I love these games. The Zero Suit Figma figure is here. Get one. We also put up pre-orders for Street Fighter 2 Muscle figures. Oh man, I'm excited about these. And a bunch of Nintendo Charm bracelets, like the Zelda Charm bracelet, the Zelda Shield and Sword earrings, and a Zelda Shield necklace. Pretty cool stuff. Someone you know is going to want these. Maybe it's you. So take a look at entertainmentearth.com today. Just punch in Zelda or Street Fighter or Q-Bert or whatever suits your fancy, because there's a lot of great stuff. I mean, we live in an era where there's new Metroid toys and no Metroid games, which seems wrong to me. There should be some games and more toys. But check those out, or don't. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.